Much of the demand for those animal products comes from the world's wealthy nations. Government agents in the U.S. have an uphill battle trying to intercept those smuggled goods at airports and boat docks every day. Ever wonder what happens to the stuff they do catch? We did, and we sent reporter Eric Whitney of member station KRCC in Colorado Springs to a Denver warehouse to find out.
Donnie Sprague of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service opens a huge motorized cabinet. Inside is a collection of fur coats to rival anything in a New York boutique.
This particular coat here is mink. And you can kind of tell that when you look at the coat. It just has this incredible sheen that is really hard to mistake.
A price tag hanging on the coat says $3,995. But Sprague isn't going to sell it, or any of the dozens of other jackets hanging here, made of leopard, jaguar, or lynx and other animal skins. Whoever tried to sell them in the first place got busted for dealing in illegal animal products, and their loot was sent here, to the National Wildlife Products Repository in Denver.
We have a wide range of items, including shell and coral products, reptile products, a lot of worked ivory, trophy animals, traditional medicines. You know, wildlife trade is a global issue, so we're seeing these items from all over the world.
A wide range of items doesn't even begin to describe what's inside the gray walls of this 13,000-square-foot warehouse. Shelf after shelf is stacked to the ceiling with animals and animal parts, from the exotic to the relatively mundane. There are huge cardboard boxes labeled butterflies. One shelving unit holds about 300 sea turtles, either whole stuffed animals or enormous shells. The heads of rare big cats stare mutely from inside plastic bags, their sharp teeth bared, their hides rolled up behind them. A recent seizure brought in about 26,000 seahorses.
These were all destined for the medicinal trade. They've been dried and just would be sold in various markets as a raw ingredient to some type of medicinal.
Sprague says that the repository has more than 1 million seized items. Most come from the 16 designated ports of entry where wildlife products are allowed to enter and leave the U.S. Some items, like the huge rhinoceros head mounted as a trophy, are seized because trading in endangered species is illegal. Other products, made from common or domesticated animals, are confiscated for paperwork violations. Sprague opens a newly arrived shipment of about 300 pairs of boots.
These were seized at our border between the United States and Mexico at El Paso. And there are some endangered species violations, as we do see sea turtle and crocodile species. But many of these are ostrich, which basically requires only a declaration at the time of import or export.
Sprague says she once heard that cowboy boots make up the majority of all seizures, and it's not hard to believe. There's shelf upon shelf of pointy-toed shoes made from the skin of just about every creature that's ever walked, slithered, or swam on the planet. The fancy ones leave the snakeheads mounted right over the toe. But the repository does more than just warehouse all this exotic booty. It sends a lot of it to schools all over the country in a program called Suitcase for Survival. Here at the Denver Zoo, Vice President for Education Jackie Taylor opens one of the suitcases that she helps distribute to teachers.
Let's see, we have all different kinds of items in here to share with the kids. We have golden pheasant bird feathers. We have an ivory bracelet, a cowboy boot made from sea turtle skin, a tarantula paperweight.
Every year, Taylor trains about 24 teachers how to use the suitcases, which come with a teaching handbook and fully scripted slideshow. The goal, she says, is to provide good information and let students decide how they feel about the global wildlife trade. The kids are encouraged to touch and feel the samples, which Taylor says really has an impact.
Yes, it does, because they continue to talk about it. Here's a crocodile handbag. You know, why would you do this? And what's different from this handbag to a handbag that is made from a synthetic fabric?
The Denver Zoo is just one of several zoos, schools, and museums across the country that accept products from the repository. Other items are used for research or by law enforcement in sting operations. It's hoped that the education is having an impact on demand for illegal wildlife products, but every year the repository continues to see an increase in the number of items sent to it. For Living on Earth, I'm Eric Whitney in Denver.